Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's BudSmart Innovation Series webinar. My name is Ashley Robinson, and I serve as editor for BudSmart. And today, I'm happy to be your host. Today's theme is Oxidate FC, a new contact fungicide for the Canadian potato industry. I'd like to take a minute to thank BioSafe Systems for partnering with us on this Innovation Series webinar. Presenting the webinar today is Kurt Schwarto, Field Crops Manager with BioSafe Systems. Kurt joined the BioSafe Systems team in 2018 as a Field Crops Manager. With over four decades of experience in agriculture, he has been instrumental in the development of the leading crop protection products, including chlorothalonil and fluazinam, potato fungicides, as well as numerous proprietary herbicides and insecticides. In addition to having worked with growers on six continents, Kurt has advised Canadian agriculture and food startups entering the U.S. market in collaboration with the Canadian Consulate's commercial attaché in San Francisco. During the presentation, you'll likely have some questions for our speaker. Please type these into the chat box at any time during the webinar, and we'll address them during the question and answer session after the presentation. There will also be live polls running during the webinar for you to answer. Today's webinar is being recorded and will be made available at spudsmart.com following this live event. In today's webinar, you'll hear a quick review of the recent PMRA regulatory actions for potato fungicides, and then you will learn about Oxidate FC mode of action, Oxidate FC's spectrum of activity against potato diseases, how to utilize Oxidate FC in an integrated pest management program and label requirements. Take it away, please, Kurt.
Well, thank you, Ashley. First, I want to thank you all for joining the BioSafe webinar today. I know a lot of you are busy getting ready for planting, and of course, we're also living in sort of unprecedented times, with the global health issues that we're dealing with. So we really appreciate you guys giving us a few minutes today. So I guess we'll get right into it here. So we're gonna talk today about Oxidate FC. FC stands for field crops. That we do have another Oxidate formulation, which is targeted more at the greenhouse grown crops as well. But Oxidate FC will have all the field crops on it. So Oxidate FC, I just wanted to kind of review some of the regulatory changes that have occurred or are occurring in Canada that affect the potato fungicide market. I'm very familiar with chlorothalonil, having worked with it for about 30 years in my career. And unfortunately, it's now been restricted to only three sprays as of May 10th, 2020. So that's going to cause some changes in programs going forward. Also, PMRA, of course, they initially canceled the Mancozeb registration, but then evidently had second thoughts and are now in the process of reviewing it again. Initially, a decision was expected in June of this year, although I have heard that it's possible that may be delayed. But it is expected that there will be a decision regarding Mancozeb registration sometime during 2020. Another event that has occurred is that the manufacturer of Polyram has announced that Polyram will be discontinued as of June 2021. And then one further complication is that many of the remaining fungicides that will still be registered on potatoes are single site mode of actions, and a lot of these products stipulate on their labels that they are to be tank mixed with multi-site contact products in order to slow the development of any potential disease resistance. So all of these factors either have occurred or are occurring, which is going to be causing changes in the potato fungicide
programs going forward. So, so Oxidate FC, it's PMR RAE registration number 32907. And it was registered on potatoes in late 2018. The product works on contact via a unique mode of action, which many of you may be unfamiliar with, but it works by oxidation and basically kills disease pathogens and their spores on contact. The present label allows 8 applications per year. The product is unique in that it has no residues. It is MRL exempt. So no concerns about, you know, exporting your products to other countries. It because it is a contact, no known resistance, it's going to be a very good program partner for other active ingredients. In addition, Oxidate, it's the formula is actually 100% water soluble, so it's mixes very well with most other pesticides. The re-entry interval is 4 hours or until sprays have dried. And because once again, it is MRL exempt, so the pre-harvest interval is 0 days to harvest. And in fact, similar chemistry called Storox, which is actually used post-harvest and applied directly to potatoes. So moving on. So how does this stuff work, you might ask? There's basically two active ingredients in Oxidate. One ingredient, you'll see the molecular formulas there. One ingredient is hydrogen peroxide. The other ingredient is peroxyacetic acid. And I know there's a lot of Dutch potato growers of Dutch descent, and they may be familiar with using hydrogen peroxide. The difference here is that studies have shown that when you combine peroxyacetic acid with hydrogen peroxide, you get synergistic action, anywhere from 2 to 10 times more activity than hydrogen peroxide alone, just sort of depending on the sort of surface it's being used upon. So the two ingredients together provide more activity than either of the single ingredients. And once again, this is a contact fungicide. So basically, it damages the fungus or bacterial cells, including lipids, proteins, nucleic acids, on contact. And it also will destroy the spores that it comes in contact with, which would give you then some future help in your disease control programs. Okay, so we'll move on. So at present, presently Oxidate FC is labeled for 3 potato diseases. The first one is brown spot, also called Alternaria alternata is the scientific name. The rate for the Alternaria is 1 to 2.5 liters per 100 liters of spray. We are also registered to control white mold caused by Sclerotinia scrociorum. That would be at a 2.5% by volume or 2.5 liters per 100 liters of spray. And also Botrytis tan spot suppression. And in that case, also 2.5% by volume of spray, which would be 2.5 liters per 100 liters of spray. And one unique aspect of Oxidate FC is, you know, we don't recommend a specific volume of product per acre. We recommend a specific volume of product per the total volume of spray that is being applied. So that is somewhat unique in the industry, but Once again, this is 100% water soluble, and we want to reach a certain parts per million of the active ingredient in order to get become an effective fungicide, bactericide. This is some a research study from Michigan State University, and basically comparing oxidate to one of the leading chlorothalonil brand, which is also a contact fungicide, of course. And we're comparing it both for alternaria, botrytis, and white mold. And you can see that, these activity varies a bit by pathogen. But in particular, oxidate is particularly strong on botrytis and white mold, let's say, as compared to chlorothalonil. In this particular study, chlorothalonil was a little bit better for alternaria. And this study, this was done on russet potatoes at a 7-day spray interval, and there were 8 applications made in this particular study, in 25 gallons of water per acre, which just is a little slightly less than 100 liters per acre. This next study also was done at Michigan State. This one was conducted in 2015. Looking at the data a little differently here, so we're comparing the untreated with oxidate at 1 liter per acre, or 1% by volume, with a non-ionic surfactant. Once again, comparing it to Bravo Weatherstick at 0.7 liter per acre. And then we have in this particular study, there was a program treatment, which was oxidate at 1 liter per acre, plus non-ionic surfactant, tank mixed with Bravo, and tank mixed with Luna Tranquility. In this particular study, it was Dakota Russets. There was 9 applications made in this particular study, and once again at 25 gallons of total volume per acre. So this gives you an impression of what the disease control can be expected. We really foresee this product as being a very good tank mix partner in your programs. And in particular, I know that I spoke with a consultant at the Ontario potato meeting recently, and he was commenting that he'd already restricted his Bravo sprays, and he was noticing an uptick in botrytis on potatoes. So you can use oxidate, for those botrytis white mold shots, as well as for the alternaria alternata. So I'd like to just maybe review a bit on some of the label recommendations. So oxidate is in the concentrated form in the jug is very acidic. So we want to insist that you wear a face shield or goggles, protect your eyes, as well as long sleeve shirt, long pants, boots, gloves. It is required a respirator during mixing, loading, and application, cleanup and repair activities. Now, once you get this into the water in your spray tank, then you're neutralizing, that acidic concentrate. So we want you to mix oxidate and clean water, and we'd like you to use it fairly quickly. Otherwise, it will hydrolyze if you or will decompose by hydrolysis over time. So we do prefer that if you do mix it, that you use it within, let's say, 24 hours of tank mixing it. For optimal performance, it is a contact once again, so coverage of plant tissue is important. So we would recommend spraying to the point of runoff to achieve full and even coverage. And we also do encourage use of a non-ionic surfactant to increase the coverage and reduce the surface tension on the plant tissue. For best results, begin treatment when conditions favor disease development. I think this product is a very good early curative product. So apply it first sign of disease. The present label, you can apply it every 5 to 7 days, up to 8 total applications per year. And then as far as the total amount you can use per application, it's somewhat astronomical. So you should not exceed 93.5 liters per hectare per application. Of course, that is far exceeds, the rates required for disease control. As our recommended potato rate, depending on the disease, is 1 to 2.5 liters per 100 liters of spray solution. Another advantage of this chemistry is that we have fairly short or small buffer zones. So for potato applications via field sprayer, freshwater habitat buffer zone is 2 meters, and it's only 1 meter for saltwater or marine habitats. So as far as where you might be able to purchase the product, so we have distributors that are distributing our product for us: Cavendish Agri Services, Solio Agriculture, the AgriMart Group, McCain's Produce, and Store Cool Potato Services. And some of these companies are also engaged in post-harvest applications. Okay, well, I'd like to thank you for participating today. And, we'd like to provide a lot of time for questions. So feel free to ask a few questions in the chat room if you'd like. Also, I should mention, if you want to just call me directly with a question, my mobile number is 1-970-396-8825. That's 1-970-396-8825. And then you have the number and the website on the slide here. So we want to make it easy for you to contact with any questions you might have to get more information or download labels, et cetera. So any questions?
Thanks, Kurt. I'd now like to do a short question and answer session. If you have a question for Kurt that you haven't already typed in, please type it in the chat box now. And to start off, Kurt, I'm just going to ask you, what are your future plans for expansion of the Oxidate SC label for potatoes in Canada?
Oh, thanks, Ashley. A great question. This is our initial label. We're obviously actually working on a label update as we speak. We hope to add additional field crops and additional diseases to the Oxidate FC label. It is a broad spectrum bactericide fungicide, so it has activity on many different fungus and bacterial diseases. So we hope to add some of those within the next during 2020. And then we'll also be doing additional research during 2020 to expand the label onto additional crops and additional potato diseases as well.
Thanks, Kurt. And now another question. Is this product eligible to be used for organic production?
Yes. It is listed for organic production.
Thank you. And the next question, is the NIS necessary with oxidate?
I would say it's not necessary. It's a contact. So as long as your spray solution is going to come in contact with the fungus and the spores, on the plant surfaces, that is the objective in order to get good disease control.
Thanks. And how does this product affect early blight?
It does have activity on early blight. Obviously it was controlling Alternaria alternata, that's on the label. That is one of the diseases we want to do some additional research on during the 2020 season. But it certainly does have some level of activity.
And what does this cost per acre to use?
I just checked with some of our distributors recently. Obviously the Canadian, we're a U.S. company and the Canadian dollar fluctuates somewhat with the U.S. dollar. So would encourage you all to get a quote from your distributor, but we're roughly looking at probably $11 per liter. So at a use rate of 1 to 2.5% in 100 liters, you're probably looking at a per acre cost, depending on the disease, of anywhere from 11 to 25 Canadian dollars per acre.
Thank you. Another question. Do you have any data with the product used as a potato seed treatment?
Yes. Dr. Khalil El-Mughrabi in New Brunswick did a study, I can't remember exactly the year, but roughly 2010 to 2012, somewhere in that time frame, where the product was applied post-harvest and then also as a seed piece treatment. And it did seem to help germination of the potato seed. Obviously that's something we might like to add to the label as well, but it's not presently on the oxidate FC label.
Okay, everyone remember, if you have any questions, please type them in the chat box now. Next question, can oxidate FC be tank mixed with other products?
Oxidate, once again, it's 100% water soluble. So, it does have a low pH. So it actually, it's may even help some products that that are affected by hard water. So it does mix very well with other fungicides. The only caution I would say is if there are products that have metal ions as their primary ingredients, let's say like copper fungicides or products with zinc in them, it would be recommended to dilute in water first in order to, this product is an oxygen generator in the presence of metals. We would like you to exercise extreme caution if you're going to tank mix with any products that have metal ions.
Okay, thank you. Does this product have any effect on sprouting?
No, it will not affect sprouting.
Thank you. Is 100 liter per acre the minimum you are looking for? Would it be effective at 40 liters per acre?
We want to get good coverage, so I think it would depend on the size of the plants. Obviously, smaller plants, you probably need less spray coverage. But it is a contact fungicide, so we do want to for it to work the best. Good coverage of the plant tissue is needed.
Okay, thank you, Kurt. I think that's all we have for questions. So I'd like to thank our speaker, Kurt, for joining us and for BioSafe Systems for making this webinar possible. And a big thank you also goes out to everyone for participating. I hope you have found this information valuable. Again, a recording of this webinar will be made available on spudsmart.com. Thanks again, and we hope you have a wonderful day.